This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Police still trying to figure out who killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Manhattan yesterday. The AP said Donahue.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says it was
a brazen, targeted attack.
The CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, was shot and killed.
The victim was in New York City to speak at an investor conference. It appears the suspect was lying in wait for several minutes. And as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind and fired several rounds.
Thompson died at a nearby hospital. Tisch says the suspect got away first on foot and later on an e-bike. Thompson had worked at United Healthcare for 20 years, the last three as CEO. I'm Ed Donahue.
And in California,
Northern California authorities said two small children were in extremely critical condition on Wednesday night. They were shot at a tiny religious school. Sheriff's officials say the gunman is dead after apparently shooting himself.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. Wednesday's shooting was at Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists in Palermo, north of Sacramento. The sheriff says the gunman may have targeted the school because of its religious affiliation. Amnesty International is accusing Israel of genocide in the Gaza Strip. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The group Amnesty International says Israel has sought, during its war with Hamas, to deliberately destroy Palestinians by mounting deadly attacks, demolishing vital infrastructure, and preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid. Amnesty calls on the US and other allies of Israel to halt arms shipments, saying they could be complicit in genocide. Israel rejects the allegations, calling Amnesty a deplorable and fanatical organization. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
They lit the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree last night in New York City. 50,000 multicolored lights. This is AP News. Now to a Hawaiian bird being returned to the wild.
The alala is the last survivor of Hawaiian crow species, charismatic and intelligent.
Picking up a stick and using it to get what they need out of logs.
Kianini Aarona is an aviation recovery specialist with the Maui Bird Conservation Center.
They're kind of like our ancestors, our kupuna, like they're a big part of the forest.
The alala went extinct in the wild 22 years ago. Habitat loss, predation, and disease brought by introduced species among the threats.
It's almost like the forest wouldn't be there without these birds.
But now the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance says five alala have been released back into the wild on the island of Maui, the result of years of preparation and collaborative effort.
So that they're prepared to go out into the wild.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.